Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with showers, a low of 63. The teachers at Kenosha's Jefferson Elementary School were called to the gym this morning for what they thought was going to be a staff meeting before the start of school. They knew something was up when they were greeted by members of the district administration and school board, elected officials, and the media. But they were really surprised when Brian Urquhart, director of operations at Amazon in Kenosha, stepped up to the microphone and the stage curtains behind him parted.
Today, Amazon's going to be... Amazon's going to be fulfilling a wish of school supplies, so we've brought several of our associates for our fulfillment center here in Kenosha. We've got boxes for each and every one of you.
$10,000 worth of school supplies, from snacks and tissues to notebooks, art supplies, and file folders. Jefferson Principal Kathy Walsh said the teachers give so much, and it's nice to see them get something in return.
They give tirelessly of their energy, their time, their finances, and for them to have something like this to start the school year is a tremendous help. As one of the teachers said, we just had open house last night, and only two of her kids came with school supplies.
Jefferson Elementary, which opened in 1924, underwent a facelift this summer. Painters still finishing up their work this morning. Classes start next week. The Racine Education Association and Racine Education Assistance Association are coming out against newly proposed legislation about filling school board vacancies.
Caledonia Representative Tom Weatherston, along with Kenosha Racine State Senator Van Wongard, of course suggesting that the president of a school board be given the authority to fill a vacancy if it's 60 days or more, just like the current situation with Racine Unified. The resignation of Lisa Parham because of past legal problems led to a couple of voting sessions by the board, but tie votes through almost three dozen ballots. Officials from both the REA and REAA talked about the proposed legislation during a press conference this afternoon outside Unified headquarters. Joining the union members were parents, students, labor, and community officials. I'm Tom Cargo, AM 1400 WRJN News.
In a statement issued before the news conference, Senator Wongard said there's no hidden agenda, and with budget deliberations beginning soon, it's important to have a fully participating board to break ties and ensure quorums. He said it's time for Racine's teachers' unions to recognize education is about student learning and, quote, not about protecting their fiefdom. On the heels of several former Racine bar owners dropping claims of racketeering and corruption from their federal lawsuit against the city, the mayor and several current and former officials alleging a conspiracy to drive them out of business, the city is moving to have the entire matter dismissed. What's called a motion for summary judgment was filed this week with the documents stating the plaintiffs, quote, do not have a single piece of evidence other than their own subjective beliefs to show any of the defendants took adverse action against the bar owners because of their race or the race of their patrons. Under the legal system, the plaintiffs, the former bar owners, have until mid-September to file a written response. Then the city can respond. After that, it's up to a judge. In the meantime, there's still a November 16th trial date listed on the remaining civil rights claims in the lawsuit. A former Washington County jail officer faces 10 criminal charges for allegedly stealing money from inmates' lockers. 26-year-old Jonathan Shearer of Burlington is scheduled to make his initial court appearance October 5th. He's charged with five felony counts of misconduct in office plus five counts of misdemeanor theft. According to prosecutors, Shearer needed the money to pay down credit card debt, and he used the stolen money for food and gasoline. He worked at the jail from May of last year until July 16th when his employment was terminated. A Mountain Pleasant man is facing misdemeanor charges after shooting an arrow from his apartment patio Wednesday evening that narrowly missed a group of people standing nearby. 42-year-old Jamie Vogel is charged with disorderly conduct and negligent handling of a weapon. Police are told Vogel has been out of work and depressed and seemed intoxicated when he stepped out of his apartment near 16th Street and Emerson Road and shot the arrow. Nearby, a group of people, including a child, were helping a friend move out when the arrow passed over their heads. No one was injured. In court this afternoon, Vogel pleaded not guilty to the charges. The opening game of the Kenosha Tremper High School football season tonight will feature a military appreciation as the Trojans host Antioch at Amici Stadium. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. The opening ceremony will include the national anthem, a flag presentation, and a flyover by vintage World War II military aircraft. A parachute game ball delivery by the World Skydiving Center will be followed by the coin toss, officiated by Alderman Keith Rosenberg, honorary team captain. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.